This is the UA News. Speak of a vote by Melissa Belton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were in battleground states Sunday to rally their supporters 2 days ahead of Tuesday's national election. Mr. Trump started a 5-day trek in suburban Macomb County, Michigan. That's the upper Midwest state he unexpectedly captured by less than 11,000 votes in his 2016 victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton en route to winning the presidency. Mr. Trump is making 2 more appearances in Michigan on Monday, including repeating his final campaign stop from 4 years ago at a late-night rally in the mostly conservative stronghold of Grand Rapids in the western part of the state. But late polls show Biden holding on to his advantage over Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and to a lesser extent in Pennsylvania. These are 3 traditionally Democratic states that Trump won narrowly 4 years ago. Biden hopes to reclaim them on Tuesday. After his stop in Michigan, Mr. Trump flies to rallies in 4 more battleground states, the farm state of Iowa, where a new poll shows the president pulling ahead of Biden, and then on to North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Those are 3 states Trump won in 2016 that are likely to play pivotal roles in the overall national outcome in Tuesday's election. As of midday Sunday, more than 93 million people have voted in the election. That's about 2/3 of the overall 2016 vote count of 138.8 million, according to the U.S. Elections Project. About 2/3 of the early votes were mail-in ballots. The rest were cast in person. And once again, Tuesday is the day of the national election. We'll be voting for president in a number of lawmakers' seats. Pardon me. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Police in Quebec City early Sunday arrested a man on suspicion of killing 2 people and injuring 5 others in a stabbing rampage on Halloween near the provincial legislature in Quebec City. They say a man in his mid-20s has been arrested in connection with the Halloween night attacks and taken to a hospital. Police had earlier warned residents to remain indoors as they hunted for a man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with a bladed weapon who had left multiple victims. A police spokesman said police were first notified of the stabbings near the National Assembly shortly before 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. The 5 injured victims were taken to a hospital, and a spokeswoman said their lives do not appear to be in danger. There's no word on a possible motive for the attacks. Britain on Sunday became the 9th country with more than 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. As of early Sunday, Johns Hopkins University reported, Britain had 1,014,794 infections and 46,645 deaths. Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday joined his counterparts in France, Germany, and Belgium in ordering a nationwide shutdown. New national lockdown restrictions will go into effect across England on Thursday. They'll last for a month. Wales announced a lockdown last week, and Scottish leaders say the next few days will be critical for Scotland to avoid a lockdown. Meanwhile, the United States remains the country with the highest number of infections and deaths. As of Sunday morning, the U.S. had 9,127,100 cases of the coronavirus. That's an increase of nearly 80,000 in 24 hours. The United States also had at least 230,566 deaths, with more than 850 dead in the last 24 hours. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States is followed by India, Brazil, Russia, France, Spain, Argentina, Colombia, and the most recent one, Britain, with 1 million or more cases of the coronavirus each. Iran's daily tally of coronavirus deaths hit a record high of 434 on Sunday. That's according to Iran's health ministry. The head of the top medical body said the actual toll is at least 3 times higher than the official count. The deaths announced by Iran's health ministry take the official toll to 35,298. That is the Middle East's worst hit country. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases is now at 620,491. And the head of Iran's medical council warns the official death toll is based only on the number of registered patients, but field surveys of hospitals and cemeteries indicate the real death toll is much higher. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.